we return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Head chef coming up. Ted's meat and potatoes has kids' snacks that adults love. That's coming up at 4:30, but first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
A birthday's brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Oh, damn it, you got me. Oh, criminy.
Say it again.
Dip responsibly?
I guess.
By the way, shout out Elk Clean Drifter. Him and his wife, Amy Jean, threw in 100.
Oh, very cool. Thank you, guys. Kicks for Kids Day. Please donate now. KISW.com. On to the birthdays, Ola guys. This is Hannah from Silverdale.
Hello, Hannah.
Hello, Hannah.
Fun to meet you guys at the Tracington Movie House a couple weeks ago. Anyway, I wanted to email you guys because today is my 22nd birthday. So how about a fish sandwich medley and a big old Leroy Jenkins? Thank you, guys, and rock on. P.S., my dad, Joseph, huge fan of the men's room. So I want to give a shout-out to him as well.
Can I get
a fillet of fish sandwich?
Oh, you know I got
I have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll work fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon and at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Let's do this. Leroy! Well, Michelle is wishing my sister-in-law, Katie, a very happy 32nd trip around the sun. Can she get some advice from the dirty Germans on dealing with her husband's WWE enthusiasm? And maybe some Coke Ted's advice on how to celebrate a birthday while having two boys under two. And can we top it off with a full fish sandwich? Thanks, guys, and stay beautiful. That from Drew in Mill Creek.
Do you want to get a fish sandwich?
Yeah, if he's so into the WWE, I say you walk up to him and you say, why don't you WWE to this?
Yeah, there's a lot of finishing moves you could use, but I'm sure he's already tried a couple on you.
Yeah, the people's penis.
What do they need advice on here, Miles? Party?
Well, she's got two boys under 2 years old. How do you have a birthday fun with two kids that age?
Oh, man, the Coke's head knows this one. You take them to grandma's. Drop them off. Pick up the Coke. Get all the booze, have a blast, and leave at grandma's till Sunday night, because we're going to be hurt.
But tell us, please give a birthday shout-out to my awesome husband and your favorite summer meltdown bartender, Wes.
What up, Wes?
He would love a fart montage. Thanks, guys. That from Jillian and Callum.
Wes is the man. I love that guy.
Hello, guys. Love his show. My wife, Sherry, turns the double nickel today. Can you give her a shout-out with the dirty Germans telling her how the night is going to end? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, the night will end with you disappointed and your husband asleep.
Yeah, but it's her birthday, so it's Siri. He should be up for the game.
Yeah, he should be, but come on now. We know how this goes.
Oh, I guess you got to find out if you could drive.
And finally, guys, I'd like to give a birthday shout-out to my husband, David. Happy 53rd birthday to the best husband and father a girl could ever ask for. And thank you for making all of our dreams come true. You are truly one of a kind. That from your wife and your daughter. Give me your penis. It's too small. Sure, why not? All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaza Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Think about a couple extra emails. What do you have here? Question of the day, guys, from last month, catching up here on the Odyssey app. Boo.
Boo.
I work the overnights at the zoo. We have a designated phone for the alarm company and others to call us. That being said, I've had many weird calls, but two stand out because I consider myself pretty tough. But they scared me into not leaving the office for over an hour both times. The first time, I was about an hour away from leaving for the morning when the phone rings. I answer it, no answer back. I ask again, and a woman's voice just says, I see you.
Oh,
and geez. Hangs up. Absolutely effing terrifying.
Yeah.
Next time, the police call me and inform me they had a 911 hang-up call inside of the zoo. Oh. Where they said someone called in distress, asked me to go around and take a look.
Nah.
So I'm walking around praying that I'm not about to get jumped. Don't find anyone. And as I go to call the police back, they call me first and inform me they had another hang-up call. They come down, search the zoo as well, and find nothing either. Took the next 2 days off. Creepy as hell. Keep on rocking, guys. That from Nathan.
Do you, if they show up at your work and they got to search the building,
yeah,
you think you could be like, hey, listen, man, I've always wanted to do this. Can I just sit on your six? Like, you know what I mean? Like, pull the guns, pull the flashlights. Like I'm not going to do anything. I just want to be part of the team on this one.
Yeah, yeah. And as far as witnessing people getting punched, afternoon, guys. First of all, congratulations on 20 years. Been listening to you all since the you guys hit the Seattle airwaves back in the buzz days. And yeah, Miles sounded so different on the Ozzy interview from 2007.
Damn.
Thrill and Ted sound pretty much the same.
Yeehaw.
So my brother and I attended a private Christian school located near Seattle back in the 80s. Now, the elementary school campus where we started it was down the street from the public middle school. These 7th, 8th graders pushed me down in front of the school while we were waiting for our ride home. Well, my brother saw this assault and came blasting through the school double doors like Ricky at the New Year's Eve dance from the movie Better Off Dead. Hey, leave my brother alone, he yelled, as he quickly got into the area where they were on the street. They were like, what you gonna do about it? Giving him a little shove. That was the wrong move, because my brother had zero fear. He went to work on this dude like a boxer on a speed bag. Right, right, left, left. I mean, the kid's head was bouncing everywhere. So another kid comes to me while my big brother was working his friend over, so I hit him in the face with none other than my trusty, sturdy 70s Kung Fu lunchbox.
Yeah, brother.
Pretty sure I broke that kid's nose. My brother was 12, I was 6. Brother was suspended and prayed for. Yeah, good times. That from Jake in North Carolina.
Man, those metal lunchboxes coming in handy. Save my Space 1999 lunchbox. Same thing. Rourke Pacino beat my ass. The lunchbox is still in my hand. I swung it. I hit him. The punching stopped. He's holding his face. I rode home on my bike. The next day in school, he had two black eyes, all right? Now, keep in mind, he damaged me, but all my damage was my ribs, and no one could see it. So when I got to school, it's third grade. All the little girls are just like, you're so tough. I'm like, you're damn right I am.
Yes.
And he never called me out. So I'm like, yeah, I'm a badass.
Don't hug me too hard.
Yeah. It is Kicks for Kids Day. Please donate now, KISW.com. Here is the new goal. We want to get $1,000 in the next half hour before we drink and toast for the shot of the day.
Yeah.
$1,000 to put a brand new pair of shoes on a kid who were probably housed in one of the shelters at Mary's Place. They are taking care of these kids. There are 400 in the area. We're trying to do a little bit more if we can. So if you could, please head to KISW.com. All right, coming up, we'll drink and toast with the shot of the day at 5:08. But first,
time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef and a half.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. You know, often as adults, you kind of forget about simple pleasures in life. Mm-hmm. Some of those should just be snacks the kids eat, but also adults find really good.
I would say just a simple thing is, when's the last time you just, warm summer day, you just sat down with a soft serve cone?
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
They're hard to find. I mean, McDonald's
they're a little harder out here, but I'm just, or even just an ice cream cone. Like, you kind of forget, like, hey, the kids aren't wrong. This is exciting.
The problem is, last time I did it, last year in Delaware, but it was still the kid's idea.
Yeah.
Right? So I rolled in there, and I'm like, yeah, I'll get you whatever. Then I'm like, I'm going to go ahead and get one. But to your point, sat on a bench outside, and I'm like, this is freaking delicious.
Coors Brothers or Coors Bros?
Yes.
Yeah. They are great.
You know exactly where I went, yes.
Get the orange and vanilla one.
Oh, yeah?
Trust me.
I'm going again.
All right, so this is a list of just, again, kids' snacks that parents, as they say, find ridiculously awesome.
Okay.
Now, the first one on the list, I don't think we should qualify this as a kid's snack. To me, this is a snack for all. Bugles.
Bugles.
I've never been a big fan of Bugles.
What?
But even as a kid, I was, other than putting them on my fingers and doing all that stuff, I just never really liked the taste.
Well, their game has changed. Now they've got about 4 or 5 different flavors. They've got buffalo, they've got ranch, caramel. Yeah, they've got ranch.
With Hidden Valley Ranch.
Yep. Okay, right. That's the one.
So they're kind of now in the Doritos world as far as trying new flavors.
And a lot of them are really good. They have a sweet one, too.
I do, the caramel one. It's awesome. I might give that one a try.
Have you seen El Paso? They now make a bag of chips.
No.
But they have a churro one that's kind of like the cinnamon twist from Taco Bell.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds delicious.
Let's see. Miles, if you were a kid at the beach and you got an FBI shirt, what did it stand for?
Female booty inspector or female body inspector, depending on the shirt.
So next on the list of snacks the kids like that so do adults, Pirate's Booty.
Yep, Pirate's Booty.
Do they really like that? Does anyone really like that stuff?
My kids
love it.
Love it.
Yeah,
do they? Good. Okay, yeah. All right. I feel like I'm eating cardboard or styrofoam.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I love Pirate's Booty.
Okay.
You get the extra cheesy.
Subtle flavor.
Yeah, live a little.
All right. I'll give him another shot.
Great while gaming, Miles. You go gardening a little bit, and then you'll
plus, Miles, you're all about watching calories generally and stuff. You don't have a bad diet. Like, Pirate's Booty is actually pretty low in calories. Like,
okay.
You can eat some of that and not
sold.
Feel bad.
Yeah. Sold.
Yo Crunch.
Yo Crunch?
Is that the yogurt-covered stuff or something?
Yes, and it's got the crushed-up Oreos up top.
Well, then, yeah. No. I don't think I've
open,
had that.
You open the little crushed-up Oreos, and you dump them in the yogurt.
Oh, yes. I didn't realize what it was called, but
yogurt
yes.
is one of those weird things, too, where, like, if you're eating plain Greek yogurt,
it's
healthy.
Just, right, but no fun.
We'll put the Oreos on top, and now.
Right, and a lot of the other yogurts have so many sweeteners in them, they taste a lot better.
They do.
But not nearly as healthy.
No, they are not. And I don't care.
Well, eventually you get old enough, you just eat Greek yogurt with honey.
It's not bad, but you wish it was more.
It's not good. I mean, it's not.
Throw some blueberries in there.
I have. Yeah. It's just, it's fine.
Right. It's fine. It's fine.
I'd rather eat something else sweet, but, you know, it gets you by.
Okay.
Jesus. Again, this one, I'm not positive how this got to be a kid's snack. Snyder's of Hanover, the honey mustard pretzel bites.
Those are not for children.
I agree. To me, that's a higher
those
quality.
Those are for addicts.
Those are the ones where, like, my kid can have a few, but I am eating these.
That mustard, dry mustard.
Dude, mustard. So good. I know.
Yeah.
Shoot.
They put Little Debbie's Cosmic Brownies on the list.
They're okay. They're a little too sweet for me now.
You'd recognize them.
They were a little bit overrated for me. Like, they were still good, but I feel like they were one of those things that people really overhyped. They were fine. They were great great to put in the lunch. I prefer the oatmeal cream pies.
I'll tell you what. If you're going to eat brownies, it's really easy just to make a pan of them and have them warm.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't take much. You just stir the crap up in a bowl, throw it in the pan, throw it in the oven. 25 minutes later, you got brownies.
Brownies are the easiest. I think sometimes, like, it's rare that I'll get a Little Debbie treat, but it's specific, like, I want a Little Debbie treat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Zebra cakes.
Hang tight.
Yeah.
Goldfish, they go, the pizzas. Pizza-flavored goldfish.
They are good. They are.
I feel like that's the pizza-flavored stuff, like the Pringles and all that, like, I got more of that as a kid than I do as an adult, but I loved the pizza-flavored stuff when I was a kid.
Pizza-flavored goldfish, like, I don't have them all the time, but I had them a few months ago. I was like, all right, I still like them.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for the like the cheddar blast goldfish.
Yes.
they're really
extra toasty.
You and the extra toasty. You
yes,
like
sir.
Your Cheez-Its extra toasty too.
Yes, sir, I do.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on. Again, we're talking about kids snacks that adults like as well. Thrill brought this up earlier. I would say also made famous by Billy Madison, the snack pack.
They're great, man.
That's the little chocolate
delicious
in there. Yeah.
Another one.
Also get them sugar and fat free and all that.
They do. The sugar-free one's a little...
But they have it.
They do. I know.
It's like, I know Diet Coke.
There's still two. But I'll drink a Diet Coke. I like a Dr. Pepper Zero. I bought four of those zero sugar pudding ones. Yeah, there's still two in my fridge.
Did the vanillas freak anyone else out when they were a kid?
As a kid, yeah. But now, I think they're tremendous.
Right, when I was a kid, like, pudding was always chocolate. And then they bring out the vanilla one. Like, what in the hell is this?
Oh, I'm a sucker for swirl.
Oh, okay.
So if you go, hey, we got a swirl here, I'm like, I'm in.
Yep.
Right, like throw. We're started this talking about like soft serve ice cream in a cone.
Yeah,
give me that swirl. Right, I need two flavored swirl together, man.
Damn right.
They say just Kraft American cheese singles.
No,
now, you don't see a ton of kids just walking around eating a Kraft single.
No,
but I do think if you ask kids if they want turkey and cheese or ham and cheese, they're almost always going to go American cheese.
Oh, yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they think outside of that box.
I'm just thinking, if I'm in school and I see a kid just walking around just soloing singles,
I'm broke, man.
I'm avoiding them.
Yeah, again, I say American cheese, for me, breakfast sandwiches and smash burgers.
Okay.
It's fine there. It's taste on its own. It just tastes like vegetable oil to me. So I don't.
It basically is.
I know, but I can taste it. So I'm like, yeah.
Yoplait used to have the Go-Gurts.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of miss that one.
I never really took advantage of it. My kids were on that for a hot minute, maybe 2 years. It's just easy because their friends come over, you hand them out, and it's like handing out crack outside of the drug clinic.
Kind of like a human chew root.
Yeah.
Again, kicks for Kids Day, so we're running down a list of kids' snacks that adults love, too. Ritz Bits. Those are the little sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those are not bad, man. Yeah.
I preferred the peanut butter over the cheese, man. The cheese was never really my style.
Yeah, again, though, this is one of those ones. I know they serve them single servings, but, like, I don't know, that seems like that's appealing to a lot of people.
It is.
I guess you're right. But like those little orange ones, I did start eating those as a child.
Mm-hmm.
And now we'll eat them as
an adult.
It's
like mini nabs. What are nabs?
The six-pack crackers.
Oh, so yeah.
With, you know, the peanut butter, the cheese.
Yeah.
Some people call them nips. Nips well, and nabs. Believe it or not, depending on the area of the country you're in.
Yeah. Well, it's like taking a nip of whiskey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I take a nab.
Nab
I want a nab of whiskey.
I will say
a double nab.
Because no one knows how much that is. Except, no, I need more.
Did
nab.
You have a shot? No, I had two nabs.
I had two nabs. Relax.
I mean, there was never any violence, but as a child, I feel like in the lunchroom, when you got those, you know, it's like, well, I've got the peanut butter little ones. Somebody else is like, I got the cheese ones. It's like,
you got to switch up.
All right, it's like cigs in prison.
Yeah,
so it's like, I'll trade you two for this, or, you know, let me get some of those. Teddy Grahams makes the list.
Oh, hell
oh,
yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
All day, baby.
Yeah, they're so basic, but they're just good.
Yeah. I just got called Teddy Graham so much, I developed a hatred for them. I should retry them.
That's not a bad call.
But man. As a child, Teddy Grahams, as they were introduced, and that damn Teddy Ruxpin were the bane of my existence.
Just a negative association. Now, give them another shot, man. You'll eat an entire box and feel kind of bad about yourself, but they're great.
Mother Circus Animal Cookies. These are the ones that kind of
Good.
White.
Animal cookies are great.
Right.
Yeah.
It's right. Yeah. They're good. And again, we haven't bought them since the kids were super little, but my wife and I both had the same experience. You know, we buy them, kids are excited because they're animal shapes, and you kind of grab one.
Yeah.
Then I realize I've eaten like 15, and the kids are looking at me with their eyes getting watery because I'm just, here's one thing. Adults versus kids, right? Kids eat animal crackers like one at a time, and they're going to bite off the head. You take a palmful and shove like 12 in there. And also, they realize how many you've eaten. Sorry, man, you snooze, you lose, bro.
As a kid, some of the most unique packaging.
Always.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So, like, nothing else was... You saw that box, you knew
the
exactly
animal crackers. Yeah. Well, these ones, I think, are better, too, is they have a little frosted sprinkles on them.
Exactly. I don't know if they still do, but a while back, Dairy Queen had a Blizzard that was Circus Animal Cookie.
Oh, really?
Oh, dude, it was great.
You want blended animals?
Hell, yeah.
Basically, the queen of this list, Little Debbie shows back up with oatmeal cream pies.
Let's
of course.
Go, baby. You ever had the double-decker?
Yeah. If I eat a Little Debbie, it's a double decker. About every 3 months, I there's a spot I know that sells them.
Yeah.
All right, this one again. Your children could eat them, but these are for adults. That's how good they are. The Oreo Cakester. Has your daughter had these yet?
I think we got them for maybe 2 years ago. She just wants her Oreos.
All right, I'm not a huge Oreo guy, but I love Cakesters.
Those Cakesters are the truth, man. They were great.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're good.
Fruit by the foot.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. All day.
What?
What's that? I've never liked
it. Is that a banana?
No, man. It's a good thing. It's a, you know, little fruit.
Fruit jerky.
Yeah.
Look, everyone in my family loves them except me. So I got to buy them. Trust me, I'll eat
Rice Krispie Treats also made the list. Yes. Original Fruit Roll-Ups made the list.
Nice.
Little Debbie Zebra Cakes.
Damn straight. I got way fat on
you guys
are
sugar addicts, man.
Well, yeah, we were fat little kids.
Yeah, I got crazy fat on zebra cakes, dude.
Scooby-Doo fruit-flavored snacks. I like the Mott's ones. Then they end with Gushers.
Jeez, it is.
Yeah.
The fruits, the Welch's ones, the Mott's ones.
Welch's was where it's at. Yeah.
Those fruit snacks are shockingly
good. I got screwed over. We were banned for sugar when I was growing up.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you were healthier.
No, well, I mean, we didn't need sugar stuff. Thank you, Head Chef. Let's see here. Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room. All right, coming up here at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A 76-year-old man in the UK was arrested after being accused of poisoning several children at a summer camp.
Jesus, man.
Well, they probably deserved it. My guess is like food poisoning or something like that. At 76, do you still have beef like this?
Yeah.
I guess. Okay.
I mean, I don't, but it seems the way the world works right now, yeah.
Yeah.
Say it again. They got in a fight?
No, a 76-year-old man, he poisoned kids at a summer camp.
Jesus. Right? I don't think that's an age thing. That's just a whack job.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely want to figure out if it was intentional or not, and then maybe get him out of there.
Yeah.
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 Right, like I always say, like we always kind of joke around the office, like I think everybody kind of agrees, right? Like you don't rape people, don't mess with kids, don't murder people.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. General rules.
Yeah.
And exactly. Really not a big
same
ask.
Same as the rules to get your ass beat in prison.
Yeah.
That's right.
Based on what you've done.
The fact that everybody can just agree on that, like it doesn't matter what walk of life you come from, everybody can kind of agree on those principles.
And again, not a big ask.
Not a big ask. After that, we're all good.
Yeah.
Experts are warning residents of the Southwest to prepare themselves. I'm sorry, Steve. It's a mating frenzy of tarantulas.
I saw that, man.
Texas, New Mexico. There was one weird one, like Oklahoma or Nebraska. Yeah,
it's all along the southern border of the country, man.
Nope.
And side note, didn't know tarantulas existed in this country there.
Oh, yeah. They, in the Southwest, yes. Yeah, and now it's mating season, so they're just more plentiful.
God, it is getting into spider season. Like, as we descend in here, like, they're already starting to lay a few nests, or some of them are starting to sprout.
Mm-hmm,
they're coming out all over the doggone place. The ones that actually sprouted in the springtime, they're now getting big and fat, and they're ready to go and lay some more eggs.
At least when they're outside, it doesn't bug me.
God.
For whatever reason.
My old man's house, he had rhododendrons that rode up to just underneath the awning of the house. And so around September, October, all of a sudden at that point, you could see web after web after web after web along the entirety of the house.
And they loaded with babies?
Yeah, exactly. And there was one time I remember he actually called somebody and he called in an exterminator to come in and just basically clean up around the area, right? So he's got this big old thing. It looks like a boom mic for a movie set.
All right.
And he's going underneath the eaves of the house. He and I are sitting out back enjoying the day, drinking coffee in the morning. And then all of a sudden we hear the guy go, "Whoa!" He looked over, he's like, "Big one."
Oh. I had one the other day.
Inside?
Oh, yeah. Those giant house spiders?
He was sneaking around somewhere. I don't know. Went to put on my sock, and he was on my leg.
Nope.
You know where I sent him?
To hell.
Straight back to hell.
Damn right. God. I don't do the giant Pacific Northwest house spider, man.
Yeah. I don't care who you are. That's a home intruder.
That is a home intruder. That's right. And you know what? If he's on my property, you're an intruder.
Yeah. Yeah, like, so outside, I'm okay. Inside, you must die.
No, outside, you're dead. I've proven that.
Poor fella. Can you not swim?
Inside this tissue paper?
You know how he went.
Drown him. Celsius energy drinks. Have you seen this, Ted?
I have, Ted. I like both these products. If I drink an energy drink, which is rare, it will be a Celsius, and I thoroughly enjoy a Nooner.
Celsius energy drinks had to be recalled after it was reported that some cans contain High Noon vodka seltzer instead. Which, honestly, that's a great problem for me to have. I'm sorry, I'm drunk.
Damn.
I had my energy drink.
Ah, dude, are you all right? Like, I don't know, man. I'm hopped up on these Celsius.
I'm feeling great.
Yeah.
It's like, you drank 8 Celsius? Like, yeah, man, I just love being energized. I was really bogged down today. Not anymore.
You have to imagine, and this is bad, don't do it, but somewhere when this story broke, like, you know, there was teenagers flocking to, like,
yes!
Let's go get some Celsius.
Absolutely.
We finally don't have to beg somebody outside of the grocery store to buy us booze. We can just buy Celsius and we might get a shot.
Yep.
I wonder how many shelves got emptied of Celsius after that.
I don't know. I just when I saw that story like a day or two ago, I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Right. It's wonderful. The world is healing. Experts are warning about ticks carrying a potentially dangerous disease that are spreading around the mid-Atlantic states.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, did you read the story about Timberlake today?
No.
I saw he said Timberlake, some congenital thing on or whatever.
Well, he's been catching hell for the last 2 or 3 weeks based on how bad the tour is.
Yeah.
So he just finished it up. I guess he's on the road for 2 years. But he was really lethargic. Like, is this dancing? Who is this guy, right? He's not singing. Apparently, he got diagnosed with Lyme disease.
Oh.
So he's been saying, like, he can't feel stuff. He is just out of breath. He's whacked out. He's like, I'm tired.
Damn.
So I was like, all right, well, that explains it.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's what I heard is some of them say, Ted, it may have been you, just like whatever the most recent shows were, it was more he's just holding the mic out for the crowd to sing the songs.
Right.
Right, and there was one concert that he got pushed back really late, so they were like, that's why. But, like, when you see it, it almost looks like a joke. But all of this together makes a lot more sense.
Especially for someone like Timberlake. I mean, correct. He's all about the dancing and singing and all the stuff. Right, okay.
And the fact that he was doing nothing. I saw a side-by-side video where somebody was like, Derrick Henry can run a 99-yard touchdown run in the time between Timberlake singing.
Damn.
Like, that's how long he was letting the crowd just kind of take over.
But the mid-Atlantic part does not shock me, because that's where we live, right, in Maryland?
Yep.
Yeah.
And, like, I was back there last summer, and was watching Bernie's kids, and there was a foul ball kind of in the woods. And I said, I'll grab it. He's like, no, man, there's so many ticks back there.
Really?
Yeah.
Just let the ball stay. Damn.
Well.
What, send someone else? Send
the kids out there.
So we sent one of the kids.
Daddy.
God.
But they're in baseball pants. I'm in shorts and a t-shirt.
Let the kids get Lyme disease.
Well.
They don't know any better.
This new generation doesn't want to eat
me. You know
Bernie.
That's
the, I know.
I said, Bernie, I'll get that one. Teddy, now. Hang on. There's ticks in there. Hey, you know, Billy.
Tommy.
Go get the ball.
Come on, Terry.
Put your jacket on. Go get the ball.
My God. The Merriam-Webster word of the day. It is a P word that means a person who is angry or annoyed. Usually you see this word
perturbed.
Perturbed, not bad at all. No.
But it describes a person.
Right, it describes a person. This is an adjective. Not a pessimist. No, you usually see this word in front of child.
It's a petulant.
Petulant. Very good.
I was going to say pissed.
Right? Couldn't get out of it.
Kind of the same.
Petulant.
Yep.
Petulant child. The average American heart is operating at a quote-unquote older level than the actual age of the person. So they did the study, and it was women are operating with their hearts basically 4 years older than they are, and men are operating with their hearts at 7 years older than they are.
But with our penises, 9 years younger.
Yes.
Thank God.
Thank you for the confirmation.
Could have stopped with, they're just operating with their hearts.
Operating.
Candy asses.
Lead with your heart first. A hormone-free male birth control pill has just passed its first safety tests.
Who do they test it on?
Women.
Tell me.
It's based on your looks.
Ah, no. You mean, but you know what? Birth control is not a bad thing, and bringing men into the fold and having something that we could take all the time and be the birth control is great. But you guys know what the greatest birth control of all is?
Ugly people.
Close. Abstinence. But I know that there's a lot of people that are fighting it.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 tips to handle temptation. Now, what exactly are we being tempted by? Last slice of cheese and sausage pizza, one of the three boxes of Top Pot donuts left conveniently on the counter in the office. Well, sure, the call of the wild frontier, boxing a kangaroo, or are we talking about carnal relations with a member of the gender of your preference? Or I suppose a docile member of the animal kingdom. Look, I ain't gonna lie. When Bugs Bunny dressed up as a female bunny, he had my adolescent pants feeling a bit tight. I ain't proud of it, but I get down a little rabbit stew.
Oh, God. All right, cross-dressing Bugs Bunny. Let's just hear me out. Okay.
Starts early, Mike.
Good work, VD. Thank you, sir. So these are 10 tips to handle temptation. For all of those of you that are fighting abstinence, they start by saying remind yourself often why you're choosing abstinence. Whether your reasons are ethical, religious, moral, or for your own personal health.
You're ugly.
Just remind yourself why you're doing this.
Yeah. Yeah. I found sometimes, too, you gotta...
So you're fighting to maintain abstinence.
Correct.
So you want to be abstinent.
Correct.
This is so foreign to me.
I know. I have no idea. Is this, people really do this?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Some people actually try to abstain from sex until it's a very meaningful time. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. For sure.
It's very important.
It's not meaningful when you're doing it?
It is.
That's kind of the purpose, that it makes it it puts the onus on it being meaningful when you do it, Miles.
So no practice. You just want to go right into the
thing. There you go. It's not about the act. It's about the spiritual connection that you have and the
It ain't my spirit making a connection.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I go to the bar, to make a spiritual connection.
Well, yeah.
Huh.
Wait for that, Miles. Calmly yet firmly explain to your date why this decision is important for you both. It will be clear who has your best interest at heart if they are respectful of this healthy choice. Your date can also keep you accountable if you communicate with them the importance of boundaries and work to set them together. Again, these are for people trying to handle that temptation.
Right, that's cool. I'm ahead on that check.
Right. All right.
I respect that. I do. And I do.
If you run and grab the car, I'm going to hit the bar real quick before we go. There's somebody really hot over there I want to talk to.
Like, we don't really do it anymore, but we used to have like giant Christmas office parties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been known to clean the pipes. Let's not go in there and make any mistakes.
Oh. Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Merry Christmas.
Let's think it.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
You got somebody you're dragging to a work, sure.
Yeah.
100%.
How could I not make this mistake?
Oh, I know. Work. So these are tips for handling temptation. They say, create ways to be accountable with yourself, your friends, and family. It may be helpful if a reminder of this decision is placed somewhere visible, maybe in a wallet or posted on a wall. Find friends and people to date who appreciate this decision to be sexually abstinent and will support you in obtaining your goal.
My brother, my buddy Tony, never made the effort to be abstinent by any stretch of the imagination, but we had a conversation years and years and years and years ago. about what you do to make yourself throw up, right?
Right,
and
exactly.
Usually it was, you know, stick your finger down your throat, whatever. And he was being dead serious when he said this, right? And he's just like, man, I bet you're drinking
oh, no.
warm tequila out of a fat woman's.
Oh.
All right, so.
Oh.
And he was dead. It makes him throw up, which is the oddest thing I'd heard. So in that time, I moved down to New Orleans, and they have all kinds of things you can buy people. And there's this picture of this remarkably obese naked woman. Mm. So I bought him a little mini of tequila and sent that to him. I got a call from him. He was like, dude, it's not even funny. Like, I almost puked in my mouth when I saw him.
Yeah.
He was very specific about that.
See, Miles, we even have somebody on the text who's practicing celibacy here. Some tips. Be prepared.
Oh, I practice it. I wasn't happy about it.
Be prepared for questions or objections from others about why you made the decision not to have sex. Some may even try to rationalize why it's okay to be sexually active, but by keeping strong convictions, you can stand up for yourself when questions come. Hey, you know what? If it's for your own sanity, your own morale, your own... Absolutely. That's a good enough reason for me, man.
You don't owe anybody an explanation for your choice.
That is correct.
I mean, that's the true way to worry about it.
That is correct.
I think there's a lot of things people make their own decisions. Like, you don't have to...
You don't owe anybody an explanation.
Or drinking. Like, you don't have to ask them why. Just say, all
right. Exactly. I'm not drinking right now. Cool.
All right, yeah.
Unless it's your spouse. They're like, baby, seriously, man. Like, what is going on?
That's kind of why I signed up for this.
I went through that one January.
Oh, yeah?
Made it to, like, 29th. She was like, well, you just have a drink already.
No!
All right.
The 29th?
I know.
You're at the finish line!
It's funny. She couldn't make it two more days. Like, God damn it, man.
Right. God! Way to run a marathon and then at mile 25 say, just give it up.
Yeah.
Screw that! Sorry. Plan dates ahead of time to stick to the plan. Or rather, and stick to the plan. Too much time with nothing planned can quickly lead to choices that can compromise your goals. Kind of the idle hands thing.
Right. I mean, temptation is at the root of all of this. Your conviction is there. No one doubts that. But add alcohol. It's like, it's going to get a little dicey.
Try to plan dates around fun and positive things that promote getting to know each other better. And that is one of the biggest things that I can think of is when it comes to people choosing celibacy in any kind of given relationship.
Yeah, man, we locked each other in an elevator.
There you go.
Got to know each other 7 hours straight.
Helps get to know the person a lot better as opposed to just wanting to get that physical itch scratched.
But sometimes, honestly, the physical itch is a way to get to know someone better.
Absolutely.
And I'm not even selling that as some sexy.
No, it takes it to a different level, for sure.
It really does.
For sure. That's why you want to get to know them, to make sure that
you should bathe more.
Because sometimes there's crazy people that you don't want to get to know anymore after that.
That is true. But that is a way to find out also.
Yeah. Tell friends, siblings, or parents when dates are occurring and set up a time for them to check in on how things are going.
Oh, God.
That's what you want. A text from your mom like, have you had sex yet?
That would help me abstain.
Ooh.
If I knew my mom's going to text me on a date.
I'm really
Miles,
talking to my parents about my sex life.
Miles, are you waist deep in that woman?
Yeah. I don't really think... we don't have those conversations.
But that's why it worked.
Yeah.
Miles, are you riding the pony yet?
A lot.
It's your mother.
Just wax the carrot.
Are you protecting yourself, Stephen?
Even my mom would not have a conversation with me about abstinence. She'd be like, look, I'm religious. You're nuts.
You're nuts.
What's going on with
you're crazy.
Are you okay? We need to take you to a doctor and find out what's wrong with you.
Invite friends along if there's a lull in the plans or maybe too much time has been spent alone. Many times it's helpful to get to know each other in a group setting and not just a one-on-one. This way you can also include trusted friends who understand the boundaries of which you've set.
Plus they can watch.
Yeah.
In case you give in.
That's right.
In case you let it go, man. Just get after it.
Avoid alcohol and drugs.
Yes.
This can affect the ability to think clearly and may blur the lines that wouldn't normally be crossed when sober. It's odd. It's kind of like meeting somebody at a bar has a better chance of you getting laid.
I guarantee you, if you're going to, like, you're not, if you gorge yourself on booze, just don't worry about the abstinence. Because at some point, like, F it.
Frick, oh.
I'm going to do this thing.
Let's go for it.
Then you end up a whiskey D and you're like, it doesn't work.
You could take this list and chain it for, like, hunger strike.
Uh-huh. I just don't want to eat, man. Don't give me any beef about it.
Here you go.
I'm not on eating.
I don't want to eat.
I'm on a hunger strike.
And then this is your last tip to help handle that temptation if you so choose to be abstinent, which is the finest form of birth control. There we go. Thank you.
Look at a picture of your grandmother.
Oh, my God.
That actually is it.
Lastly, be fully aware of the consequences if you fail to limit your sexual partners to one mutually monogamous relationship for life. Not only are there physical consequences, including STIs and unexpected pregnancies, but having sex even once outside of a mutually monogamous relationship could affect you mentally, socially, ethically, and emotionally. Reminding yourself of these realities can renew your determination to remain abstinent, even when it's hard to live that decision out. So there you go. Yep. If you so choose. That's what you got for you there. A cruise ship in Hawaii departed after getting a recent tsunami warning, and it turned into an optics nightmare, Miles.
What happened in Hawaii?
Tell about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, well, today's toast is very easy. Today, we toast Mary's Place, ladies and gentlemen. Ew. Very simply, today has been Cakes for Kids Day. We actually surpassed our goal thanks to you. So just by saying that alone, understand that you, too, are included in today's shot, right? Because this thing happens inevitably. Because of you guys. Mary's Place, they offer the shelters. They do what they can to protect the kids, but nothing in this world is free. They do what they can to raise funds. They come to us once a year, and then we all get together, just kind of pool our resources. Some people spend a lot of money. Some people spend a little money.
Whatever they can.
But the truth is, when you add it all together, you end up raising over $20,000. Where are we at now, or did it just cut
$21,812.70. We're going to try to get to $22,000. At 23 if we can before the end of the show.
And think about that, man. So you just have about 400 kids right before school season starts. Thank God school season's starting soon. I'm saying that on behalf of all parents. But the point is, these kids, they get the new shoes on their feet. And more than that, the thing that I appreciate the most about what Mary's Place does, because I was not in the position that these kids were when I was growing up. And I got new shoes before school, but I could not pick out the shoes that I wanted. So I wore the shoes that my parents wanted me to wear, which meant what cost the least. So, man, thank everybody for stepping up, and thank you, Mary's Place, for doing this. So Kicks for Kids Day, just so you know, has been a success. So today, I say, we all just drink to us.
And that's you're right. It's unbelievable when you're a kid how important shoes are.
It is remarkable. Even as an adult, they are. But certainly going back to school, that first day or whatever it is, the first week, and everyone's checking everybody out. The confidence you have, right? And even if you're not a confident kid, it'll certainly add dramatically to your confidence to have these new shoes when you go in, man.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah, congratulations to Mary's Place. Congratulations to you, each and every one of you that donated even one red cent. And congratulations to The Morning Show for allowing people to bribe them to play whatever freaking song they wanted to hear. Oh, yeah. But apparently, not everyone was up on what was happening. So they're getting a lot of texts and calls like, did you guys flip formats? Because it turned on the rock. Oh, yeah, seriously. I heard Taylor Swift or whoever else they played, right? So they had to explain, no, listen. We're straight up raising money, and in exchange for your donation of $169, The Morning Show played the song you wanted to hear. So everyone, relax. It is still a rock station. But in the meantime, let's drink, because that's how kids are made. We pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, it's going to get tested on the line now for Profile This. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.